Okay, so I went over last time the three models, and in this video, I just want to show you how to use them with the art prompts. So we have our detailed prompts here for each of our images, and you can certainly tweak these a bit. You may even want to do that before you go over to the image generator. One of the things you can do is you can add in, if you come back up here, you can add in some of your general style here. So we have whimsical and vibrant, featuring seasonal elements, and so forth. So you can add that into each one if you want. The main thing I think too, though, is choosing a consistent look and style with the type of what generator you're using in the filter. So then we come here, and one thing I would say after looking at this is I would maybe modify this slightly to be, say, something like create a whimsical illustration featuring spring elements to represent spring awakening, because it's not really connected as well as I think it could be. But we could come over here. I'm going to copy this, and we have our playground. Now this is the free one, and I might just take that part out. And then the next thing, of course, would be to choose our filter. So I've already talked a little bit on the right here. You can even select presets, like if you have a particular filter you always want to use on these, you can select that and have it here. The aspect ratio, again, we're doing sort of more of the vertical. I like to do two with this just because you only have a limited number of images per day. So instead of four, I like to just do two. And then the advanced settings are basically what we already have open. I like this model, but you can look at the other models. I have some a custom here that I exclude things, which you can also do. You can just look for like common exclusions, things like ugly, out of focus. And then I always make this private because I don't want it to be shared. And now we're ready to go. So what I would do here is I would two, because we're just doing two. So I'm going to do the two columns. I would come here and I would pick my filter. So we're talking about whimsical. So there's a couple of options. I always like watercolor. You could try that one. Delicate detail is also good. A flat palette's a bit whimsical too. So you can, of course, select some of these different ones and try it. Just make a note if you've decided you're going to come back of what type of filter you're going to be using. And then we come here and it's going to be making our images. So what we have here are some spring images. I think it's okay. I don't think it's amazing. Like the one on the right, I think is not as nice. So maybe I'll do a different thing here, a different filter. I might just get rid of this representing spring awakening. And then, of course, you can decide if you want to keep the color palette as well. And then this is very specifically saying what you want, but you again can change that if you want to have something different. So let's create this too. Okay, I actually like this a bit better. This is delicate detail. So this one to me has almost like a Japanese feel with the cherry blossoms. I think this one's quite nice. So if you do like these, what I suggest before you actually do any downloading is you click here and you upscale it before you download it. I always do subtle just because creative is a little out there. Okay, and then what you do then if you want to download it, I would suggest that you create a folder where you keep all your images and make sure you label them the names here. So this one here is Spring Awakening. So I would go ahead here, I would download this one. We have it here. And then I'm going to retitle that. And then I might probably would not put on my desktop, but just for here, I would put this folder, call it Spring or Seasons Card Deck. And then I would put it in here. And I would probably create a subfolder as well as something like Original Downloads, because then I'll have my upscaled images in a different folder. So you could just put them in here and then create a subfolder with your upscale. So this was upscaled, but in terms of making it 300 DPI. So I have it there. So I think you can see that depending on how happy you are with the images, you can actually then probably create almost your whole deck here with just the free day. Let's do one more, just so you can see that, you know, you're hoping to get a consistent feel. So I would come here, symbolizing or illustrating might be a better word. So again, you can have your prompt tool actually clarify this a little bit more if you want, so you don't have to do it each time. Okay, so then we have our prompts here. They do have a similar look and feel. So you could go with these, or you could do variations, for example, if you want. So if you click here, creative upscale, download, create variations. I like this one. I'm not sure about those little things in the background. That might be something you could even do a quick edit with Canva. So if we do creative upscale, see if we, because normally, as I mentioned, I do the subtle, but we can see if it does some differences with this. Okay, so it did do a bit of an upscale. Again, I'm not thrilled with these little spots here. I might take those out, or I might run this again, but you can see that it actually does look, has a similar, I think, look and feel as our spring one does. So this is called Autumn Harvest. I would download this, and then I would go ahead and move this, call it, change the name. And for some reason, this is PNG. Well, I guess because it's the creative one, while the other one we did was actually JPEG. So I'm not really sure why that is different. I don't think it matters that much, actually. I'll just get it over there. Or you can even save it, open it up and save it as a JPEG. So let's go ahead here and move over to our two paid ones. So the first one we have here is OpenArt. And what I recommend with this one is you get your model. You can also train a model as well. So I would select the model and or the style that you want to have here. And when we look at these, maybe we'll do this winter one, tranquil, but we also talked about whimsical up at the master one. So if you want to go more with the whimsical style, that would be the illustration. So perhaps the more detailed line art. So I'm going to go ahead and select this one, and then I would come here. And again, you can always change the specific thing here. They're talking about landscapes and cozy cabins, but, and you could even get variations at the art prompt stage if those are, you want some different elements to represent that. So that's really up to you. So we go here, and then I would just say representing winter, what is this? Winter solitude. And then here you can get a little bit more specific aspect ratio. Let's go ahead and do our portrait. And maybe with this, because we don't have as many restrictions, let's do 4 and we'll create this. And then you can add it to an album so you can organize this a little bit better if you want to in terms of organizing your images. Okay, we have them here again. This is quite a bit faster because it's not free. So you can go here and look. I think these are okay. I'm not really sure about that illustrative style. What I might do is come back here and perhaps pick a different style. Maybe, again, more of a watercolor look. Perhaps that one. Okay, these do look pretty similar. Let's take a look here. And we have these here. So you can go through. They have a lot of different options here as well. That one's quite nice, I think. But you can see that these look relatively similar to the other ones we did, and I think that's just because we have the specific color palette here and so forth. So if you do find one that you quite like, you do have a lot of other options with this. You can remix it, edit it, expand it, download as a certain thing, and so forth. So let's go ahead here. So you can do some actual edits here if you want. And here's one that I've actually selected that I quite like. So what I would do here, if I did want to do this, is do the 4x upscale. They do have some different ones here. I think they're a bit more credit, but I think because, again, these are smaller images, that's probably going to be fine. So you can see here it's upscaling it. And then we can save it, PNG, JPEG, whatever you want to save it. And then I would click on it. You can see it here. You can see here it's been upscaled with the image size. And then we come over here. And then I could put that in my folder. And again, you might want to organize this all a little bit better. Just move it over there. So there's a lot of different features in terms of using OpenR. You can play around with it. If you want something that looks a little bit different, you can change up your original prompt a little bit. So for example, you could choose a different model. You could choose a different style. So let's go back here. I'm just going to show you one more thing. Let's do maybe the flat illustration. And then what I might do is take this out and just sort of see what it comes up with. Now, of course, you don't have to do this. That's part of the reason of doing the prompts ahead of time, is so you don't have to spend so much time. This is just more to show you specifically how you can have more variability with your images if you're looking for something a little bit different. So we have our images here, and again, we're getting more of a softer look, which I think is quite nice. That's quite a nice look as well. That's very similar to what we already have, but maybe something along those lines. I think that looks quite nice. Something you could keep. That could be a variation if you wanted to go in with that look. And it's called Serene Illustration. And you would, of course, just want to make sure that you, if you like that look, that you're using the same style that you've selected. Which I don't know if they put in here or not. You can also upload a style reference. But anyways, there's lots of different options you have with this. Now, let's go over quickly to Midjourney, because they don't have as many options, but the output is usually more of a higher quality in terms of not having to mess around a little bit. So let's look at, we've done spring and fall. Let's do a summer one. Let's take a look at this one, Summer Adventures. So I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to go ahead here. We have our portraits. You can decide how stylized you want to get. And then we'll go ahead here, and you can see here it's creating these. So we have these here. Personally, I think these look a little bit like a travel brochure. I'm not sure. What I would probably do with something like this is maybe go back to this. Summer Adventure, put this back in again. But you can see the quality is quite good. And then what I would do with this is I would most likely come back here to our master. And then I would try this again and just see if we can get a little bit more of a stylized look. We could also, of course, vary the style, increase the style too. Okay, I actually like these a little bit better. So again, because you don't have a lot of different models to choose from, this is certainly something that you could do, is you just go ahead in there and put in your sort of overall style here. And then of course you have more options. I actually like this just because I think it's, you know, kind of cool to have it where it's a figure in here. So what I would do is I would upscale this, and then I would download the upscale. This again is called Summer Adventure. So while that's working, let's do one more here. So we want whimsical and vibrant illustration style. And then let's do an autumn one because we want to keep this to looking specific. So that's upscaling. And then I would come here. Now, with Midjourney, you can get a lot more, they have almost their own language for doing prompts, and you could get a lot more specific with this. So we could increase our stylization slightly. And let's take a look and see what this looks like. And while that's working, we can see here we have this one upscaled. And then we could just download this one. But I think you can see that you do need to be consistent with your style across your deck. Otherwise, it's going to look really random. So you really want to make sure that you are specific with your style. Okay, let's come back up here. And I think you can see, too, that with Midjourney, you can get this super nice quality here with the detailed illustrations. That looks weird to me. That one's not too bad. That one's a bit weird looking. So maybe I would vary strong. See if we get, that was not the one I wanted to vary strong. This one, let's do this one. Maybe it was the same one. It looked a bit similar. Just get a couple of different ideas here, and then we'll wrap this up. I know this video's gone long. Okay, so here we have these. I don't really think those are actually an improvement over what we have here, so we could perhaps do this one. And I think this one is okay. I'm not really sure, though, about that basket. Maybe we would go and look at the other ones here and take a look. Or go ahead and continue to run some variations. That one's pretty good. So then we could go ahead and upscale this one and download it. So that's an overview of the three different ones that you can use. I like the ability to sort of control more what you're doing with OpenArt, but Midjourney does give you very nicely detailed images. And again, I think Playground is perfectly good if you don't want to invest any money yet in an art generator and you just want to get maybe your first couple decks out there, keeping in mind their limitations.